Taylor Swift disses Kim Kardashian in a scathing song on her new album, The Tortured Poets Department. Simone Biles says she broke down after her husband's viral podcast interview. And Brittany Cartwright claps back at a troll, claiming her big chest makes her look heavier. All that and more coming up next on We Hear Quick Fix.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you're listening to We Hear Quick Fix. I'm Francesca Bacardi. First up, looks like Taylor Swift is still keeping up with the Kardashians. Taylor Swift released her highly anticipated studio album, The Tortured Poets Department, and no person close to her was left unscathed. She has songs written about her ex-boyfriend Joe Alwyn, brief tryst with Maddie Healy. She also talks, you know, about Travis Kelce and their budding romance. But fans might be surprised to learn that she's still singing about the Kardashians and Kanye West. Kim has about two songs, one of which is called Thank You, Amy. And it's important to note that the way that this is spelled out is it's all lowercase, but she capitalizes the K in thank and the I M in Amy because Amy is spelled A-I-M-E-E. So of course the capital letters spell Kim. In the song, Taylor, who seemingly is talking about Kim, compares her to a high school bully who, as she sings, threatens to push me down the stairs at our school. She sings, all that time you were throwing punches, I was building something. And I can't forgive the way you made me feel. Screamed, fuck you, Amy, to the night sky as that blood was gushing. But I can't forget the way you made me heal. She continues to sing, and it wasn't a fair fight or a clean kill each time that Amy stomped across my grave. And then she wrote headlines in the local paper, laughing at each baby step I'd take. Now, Swifties, or really anyone with ears who have kept tabs on this long-running feud, will safely assume that this is about what happened all those years ago when Kim posted a recorded conversation between Kanye and Taylor on Snapchat. It was all about whether or not Taylor did approve the line from Kanye's song that went, I made that bitch famous. Now, in the recordings, it appeared that she did, in fact, give the approval. But since then, there's been so much fallout. But, you know, apparently, based on this song, she hasn't gotten over it. She hasn't moved on, even though she says she's healed. Up next, Simone Biles admitted that the backlash from her husband's viral interview took a serious toll on her mental health. In December 2023, Jonathan Owens went viral and caused a lot of controversy after he claimed in an interview that he had no idea who Biles was, despite the fact that she was the most decorated gymnast of all time, before they started dating. Fans immediately didn't believe him. I mean, this is Simone Biles we're talking about. There was so much backlash. All of their fans were dragging him through the mud. He further fueled the fire when he said he was more of a catch than the 7-time Olympic champion. Naturally, everybody came for the Green Bay Packers player and slammed him. But now the famed gymnast is coming forward and saying the comments about her husband nearly broke her. Not the comments that he said, that everyone was hating on him caused her to be in such distress. But Biles admitted on Call Her Daddy this week that she really didn't do well with all of the hate geared towards her husband. She said,
and everybody's like, divorce this man, he's mean. And I'm like, he's the sweetest.
Despite the fact that she defended him to no end, the comments took a toll. So eventually, yes, she got weak. She said, One night I broke down and I'm like, why are you guys talking about my husband like this? You don't know him. You don't know who he is. And if anybody's met him, you know he's the sweetest guy and will do anything for anybody.
And he never said I wasn't a catch. He said he was a catch because he is. I've never met a man like him. A lot of people that meet him are like, oh my gosh, like I want a man like that.
And now it's time for the joy of six, the most satisfying Page Six story of the week. Brittany Cartwright has no time for trolls who comment on her body. The former Vanderpump Rules star shared a carousel of images of her wearing this corset-style black outfit. And internet trolls, of course, weighed in the comments. And one such critic decided to comment on the size of her breasts, saying that they're too large and that they make her look heavy. Earlier this week, Brittany Cartwright shared two photos on Instagram of herself all glammed up in a black corset-style dress, and her hair was pulled back in a half-up top-knot style. But instead of one commenter focusing on how beautiful she looked, the commenter wrote, "Babe, those boobs are too big. They make you heavier than you even are." But Cartwright shot back, "Could you imagine me going on your page and commenting on your body? Yes, my boobs are big. Cool." And that's it for your We Here Quick Fix. For more juicy stories like these, check out page6.com. See you next week.